Hello, I'm Aaron Montes. This is KTEP News. A federal judge extended a temporary restraining order keeping DACA recipient Catalina Xochitl Santiago in El Paso amid her petitions to be released from federal custody. Judge Kathleen Cardone ended a hearing over Santiago's immigration, customs, and enforcement detention without making a decision on whether to release her. Santiago's attorneys argue she is being held unlawfully by the federal government, and she's been kept at an ICE center in East El Paso for over 50 days. But an attorney for the U.S. government said Santiago must be held in custody while the federal government appeals the termination of her deportation proceedings. It is unclear when another hearing will be held on Santiago's case. And El Paso County will kick off construction on improvements for 19 parks and recreation bond projects approved by voters. The first will be the county sports park's field lighting modernization in East El Paso. A ceremony will be held on Friday morning marking the effort. The project in East El Paso is worth $1.2 million in upgrades for 10 sports park fields. The county will install energy-efficient LED fixtures and new ball tracking technology. The bond money comes from the 2024 Capital Improvement Bond that includes $95.6 million for parks across the county. In other news, Governor Greg Abbott signed Texas's Senate Bill 8 into law. The so-called bathroom bill restricts who can use which bathrooms in publicly owned spaces across Texas and includes fines for violations. And as the Texas Newsroom's Blaze Ganey reports, LGBTQ plus advocates in the state say the measure is discriminatory and another attack on transgender Texans.
Starting December 4th, people in public buildings can only use restrooms and locker rooms matching the sex on their birth certificate. Governor Abbott posted a video of himself signing the bill saying it'll keep men out of women's restrooms. Lawmakers behind the change say it's meant to protect women in places of privacy. But Elva Mendoza with the Texas Freedom Network says it'll harm Texans who don't follow traditional gender norms.
I'm a woman. If I happen to cut my hair super short and I'm wearing some gender neutral clothing, as I sometimes do, am I going to be harassed going into a bathroom because of this bill? It hurts us all.
There's also still a possibility the bill's implementation could be delayed by legal challenges. I'm Blaze Ganey in Austin.
And researchers hope data out of Texas will raise awareness about a type of infection commonly spread through kissing bugs. KERA's Abigail Ruman reports it's part of an effort to recognize Chagas disease as an endemic in the U.S.
Endemic means that a disease is usually present in a community in a consistent manner. The U.S. doesn't have standardized surveillance of Chagas, and that can make its presence difficult to study. But Texas is one of just 8 states that document cases. Sarah Hamer is an epidemiologist at Texas A&M University. She says Texas data includes if the transmission occurred locally.
We were able to show this kind of constant expected presence of these locally acquired cases, albeit at a low level, but it's here.
Hamer says changing the status could increase awareness among doctors and veterinarians and could lead to more data and research. I'm Abigail Ruman in Dallas.
And the U.S. Department of Agriculture says Mexico has confirmed a new case of New World screwworm in a city less than 70 miles from the Texas-Mexico border. TPR's Maria Navarro has more.
The case was identified in Sabinas Hidalgo in the Mexican border state of Nuevo León. It's located near a major highway that connects to a heavily trafficked commercial route in Laredo, Texas. The U.S. Department of Agriculture says this is now the northernmost detection of the screwworm. The flesh-eating larval parasite is considered a threat to livestock, pets, and wildlife. U.S. ports remain closed to imports of cattle, bison, and horses from Mexico. The agency announced it's investing millions into Texas facilities to produce and disperse sterile New World screwworm flies. I'm Maria Navarro in San Antonio.
Thank you for listening. For KTEP News, I'm Aaron Montes.